The Royals and Tigers going into the twilight of their 2017 seasons. We pick up the action in this one. In the first, Jason Hamill facing Nicholas Castellanos with two men on.
Nick drives one deep to the right center field gap. Orlando Cabrera on the run, and Orlando will slide and make a great catch in right center field.
My goodness.
Wow. I didn't think he had a chance. Oh. Neither did Nick. Orlando with that great speed. He's been in the minor leagues most of the year. Just made a sensational grab in deep right center.
I tell you, from where we're sitting, I thought there's no way he could catch up to it. But boy, he put that big long arm out there and that long glove and made the play. That's as good as it gets. I mean, no matter who plays center field here, Kane or him, there's no loss with Orlando out there. That's one of the better plays you will see. Full tilt like that, and the ball acts slicing away from me at the same time.
Here, and his contract runs out. Line drive into right center. It's going to head up the gap. Chasing it down, Castellanos running third, heading home is Gordon, with Merrifield being waved around third. Throw to the plate. Not in time. Merrifield slid around the tag of McCann. Kinsler couldn't get a lot on the throw. We've got a 3-2 game.
Well, we're just talking about Cabrera. Is he available? My goodness, that was a bullet. Actually, a good play in right center field to cut the ball off. And it was Nick Castellanos who cut it off. Got it into Ian the relay. And if the throw had been a nice skim one hopper, they might have had him. But that kind of bounced in two or three bounces before it got to James. And it was a very close play at that.
2-0, fly ball left field. My goodness. Way back and gone.
Whoa.
Paulo Orlando, first home run of the year, erases the Tigers' lead, and the Royals now lead it 4-3.
Well, that was a hanger after that bad call by the umpire in the pitch before, and that ball was instantly out of here.
A big 2-0 pitch. Swinging a fly ball, right field, deep trouble, and over the head of Nick Castellanos. Late break for Moss from first. That will score two.
Yikes.
Hosmer Moustakas in. Two-run double for Escobar.
He's an all-star.
7-3 lead for the Kansas City Royals.
Dan, is he an all-star? Well,
against the Tigers, he is.
Unbelievable. Really is. Unreal.
The Royals win their second straight over the Tigers, taking it 7-4. Alcides Escobar, Paulo Orlando, and Melky Cabrera each with two hits and two RBIs. Mike Minor notches his fourth save. The Tigers have now dropped 9 in a row. Jordan Zimmermann gets a no decision, allowing 2 runs in 6 frames. He spoke after.
Yeah, I mean, I felt good. First inning was a little rocky. Didn't really know where it was going, but after that, I felt like I settled in. You know, Mac and I were on the same page, and you know, made some pitches when I had to. You know, obviously I wanted to finish strong, and I was able to do that, so I was a positive going into next year.
The value of it is the peace of mind, knowing that you're healthy, and then when you're healthy, you can still do this.
Yeah, for sure. I know I still have it. You know, it's just a matter of going out there and doing it, and doing it for a full season, you know, staying off the DL. So that's the plan for next year, and, you know, I'm happy the way this start was, and obviously I want to win, and everybody in here wants to win, but you know, for me personally, it was a good start to finish the year.
Jordan, it seemed like you got some better results off the slider. Was it a little bit different? Was it a little sharper this time maybe than previously? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I got a little bit of a hip turn, and you know, getting my hand going a little earlier, and I felt like it had more depth tonight than it usually has. You know, a few were flat, but for the most part, there was more good than bad ones.
Jordan, I know there'll be a time for, you know, reflection and really deciding what you want to alter, but mechanically, do you feel like you're where you want to go heading into the offseason in addition to mentally where you want to be?
Yeah, I mean, I still feel like I got some things to work out mechanically. Mentally, I'm in a good place. You know, I felt good for most of the year. Towards the end here, it was a little spotty, so we got the shot, and I really wanted to see how I responded to that shot. And you know, I feel great right now. Neck feels good, everything feels good, and you know, it's definitely positive.
The series against the Royals concludes on Thursday. Daniel Norris on the hill.